Chapter 8, Point 395, Mirak Front. Valentin's Hellhound squadron was still half a day away from the Elysian fields when the Marauder destroyer swept low over the ground. Four more followed, and the last one gave them a simple salute as it waggled its wings and swept on southwards, weapon mounts fully loaded with hunter-killer missiles. Valentin couldn't remember the last time he'd seen air support.
"Just look at that," he said. "Where the hell did they come from?"
"I don't care," his driver said, "as long as they put those weapons to use."
As the roar of the marauders diminished, they could hear the vox playing Flower of Cadia.
"Hush,"
Valentin said, and turned the volume up. It was Creed's voice at last.
"People of Cadia, shut up!"
Valentin punched his gunner, and the hellhound slammed to a halt.
"You have done all that I have asked, and more. You have driven the enemy back. You have won the battle for Cadia."
There was a pause.
"You have won. But it is my duty, my heavy duty, to tell you all that Cadia, our home, is doomed. Not for lack of courage and strength on your part. You have won the battle. Your honour is unblemished. You might think that this is a defeat for us, but it is not, I assure you. Preparations are being made now. After this message, there will follow a broadcast announcing the evacuation zones where landers will come to lift you all from the planet. I repeat, this is not defeat. The fight will go on. We shall carry the flame of Cadia back to the Imperium. We shall fight to defend Holy Terra itself."
At the end of the broadcast, a different voice, strained with emotion, recounted a list of evacuation sites. Valentin's crew listened in numb silence. The list started at the beginning again. It repeated three times before anyone spoke.
"Freck,"
Valentin said. He looked up and the others nodded. "Freck." Mirak Front, 17th Army Group. Lena's Hammer of Tyrok was spearheading an assault on a Volscani redoubt. She was stripped down to her undershirt. Her back was slick with sweat, her forearms slick with lubricants and soot, her vox bead hanging about her neck. She fitted the chains around the crack shell, pulled it across the tank, and lowered it carefully into place.
"Loaded!"
she shouted. But instead of firing, there was a pause.
"Loaded!"
she shouted again over the salvo of heavy bolter rounds fired by the front gunner. The bolt feed jammed. The gunner pulled at the bolt rounds, and the loading mechanisms clicked as the bolts fed in. They were so busy fighting that they didn't have time to pause as Flower of Cadia began to play. But when Creed began to speak, Ipsic turned the volume up, and they worked a little harder and faster. But then the evacuation order was issued.
"What did he just say?" Ipsic said.
Lena paused, but then a round pinged off the front of the tank, and she slammed the breech closed.
"Loaded," she said.
Ipsic cursed as the turret swiveled round.
"Loaded?"
"Loaded,"
Lena called back. She caught the driver's eye and lay back against the magazine panels.
"What the frick did they just say?"
The tank rocked back as the main gun fired.
"Confirmed kill,"
he said, and dropped down from the firing seat into the tank.
"Did they just say evacuation?"
His crew stared at him. None of them moved. They'd all heard it now, and now the vox was listing evacuation points. Lena's immediate reaction was that she was not evacuating. She was not evacuating her home. She would fight and die with her home. But the list of extraction points kept repeating. Lena kicked out.
"I don't fracking believe it,"
she said.